Living Prophecies, the old, old message in modern language. Today we're reading from the book of Isaiah. When King Hezekiah heard the results of the meeting, he tore his robes and wound himself in coarse cloth used for making sacks as a sign of humility and mourning, and went over to the temple to pray. Meanwhile, he sent Eliakim, his prime minister, and Shebna, his royal scribe, and the older priests, all dressed in sackcloth, to Isaiah the prophet, the son of Amoz. They brought him this message from Hezekiah. This is a day of trouble and frustration and blasphemy. It is a serious time, as when a woman is in heavy labor, trying to give birth, and the child does not come. But perhaps the Lord your God heard the blasphemy of the king of Assyria's representative, and he scoffed at the living God. Surely God won't let him get away with this. Surely God will rebuke him for those words. Oh, Isaiah, pray for us who are left. So they took the king's message to Isaiah. Then Isaiah replied, "Tell King Hezekiah that the Lord says, don't be disturbed by this speech from the servant of the king of Assyria and his blasphemy. For a report from Assyria will reach the king that he is needed at home at once, and he will return to his own land, where I will have him killed." Now the Assyrian envoy left Jerusalem and went to consult his king, who had left Lachish and was besieging Libna. But at this point, the Assyrian king received word that Tirhaka, crown prince of Ethiopia, was leading an army against him from the south. Upon hearing this, he sent messengers back to Jerusalem to Hezekiah with this message: "Don't let this God you trust in fool you by promising that Jerusalem will not be captured by the king of Assyria. Just remember what has happened wherever the kings of Assyria have gone, for they have crushed everyone who has opposed them. Do you think you will be any different? Did their God save the cities of Gozan, Haran, and Rephath, or the Telassar? No. The Assyrian kings completely destroyed them. And don't forget what happened to the king of Hamath, of Arpad, and to the kings of the cities of Seraim and Hena and Iva." As soon as King Hezekiah had read this letter, he went over to the temple and spread it out before the Lord and prayed, saying, "O Lord of hosts, God of Israel enthroned above the cherubim, you alone are God of all the kingdoms of the earth. You alone made heaven and earth. Listen as I plead. See me as I pray. Look at this letter from King Sennacherib. For he has mocked the living God. It is true, O Lord, that the kings of Assyria have destroyed all those nations, just as the letter says, and thrown their gods into the fire, for they weren't gods at all, but merely idols carved by men from wood and stone. Of course the Assyrians could destroy them. O Lord our God, save us so that all the kingdoms of the earth will know that you are God, and you alone." Then Isaiah the son of Amoz sent this message to King Hezekiah: "The Lord God of Israel says, this is my answer to your prayer against Sennacherib, Assyrian's king. The Lord says to you, my people, the helpless virgin daughter of Zion laughs at you and scoffs and shakes her head at you in scorn. Who is it you scoffed against and mocked? Whom did you revile? At whom did you direct your violence and pride? It is against the Holy One of Israel. You have sent your messengers to mock the Lord. You boast, 'I came with my mighty army against the nations of the west. I cut down the tallest cedars and the choicest cypress trees. I conquered their highest mountains and destroyed their thickest forests. You boast of wells you dug in many conquered lands, and Egypt with all its armies is no obstacle to you. But do you not yet know that it was I who decided all this long ago, that it was I who gave you all this power from ancient times? I have caused all this to happen as I planned, that you should crush walled cities into ruined heaps. And that's why their people had so little power and were such easy prey for you. They were as helpless as grass, as tender plants you trampled down beneath your feet, as grass upon the housetops burnt yellow by the sun. But I know you well, your comings and goings and all you do, and the way you have raged against me, because of your anger against the Lord, and I heard it all. I have put a hook in your nose and a bit in your mouth, and led you back to your own land by the same road you came. Then God said to Hezekiah, here is the proof that I am the one who is delivering this city from the king of Assyria. This year he will abandon his siege. Although it is too late now to plant your crops, and you will have only volunteer grain this fall, still, it will give you enough seed for a small harvest next year. 2 years from now, you will be living in luxury again. And you who are left in Judah will take root again in your own soil and flourish and multiply. For a remnant shall go out from Jerusalem to repopulate the land. The power of the Lord of hosts will cause all this to come to pass. As for the king of Assyria, his army shall not enter Jerusalem, nor shoot their arrows there, nor march outside its gates, nor build up any earthen bank against its walls. He will return to his own country by the road he came on, and will not enter this city, says the Lord. For my own honor I will defend it, and in memory of my servant David. That night, the angel of the Lord went out to the camp of the Assyrians and killed 185,000 soldiers. When the living awakened the next morning, all these lay dead before them. Then Sennacherib, king of Assyria, returned to his own country, to Nineveh. And one day, while he was worshipping in the temple of Nisroch his god, his sons, Adrammelech and Sharezer, killed him with their swords. And then they escaped into the land of Ararat, and Esarhaddon, his son, became king.
He's got the whole world in his hand. 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 He's got the heart he lives to be.
Before all of this, that Hezekiah became deathly sick, and Isaiah the prophet, Amos' son, went to visit him and gave him this message from the Lord. Set your affairs in order, for you are going to die. You will not recover from this illness. When Hezekiah heard this, he turned his face to the wall and prayed, O Lord, don't you remember how true I've been to you, and how I've always tried to obey you in everything you said? Then he broke down with great sobs. So the Lord sent another message to Isaiah. Go and tell Hezekiah that the Lord God of your forefather David hears you praying and sees your tears and will let you live 15 more years. He will deliver you and this city from the king of Assyria. I will defend you, says the Lord. And here is my guarantee. I will send the sun backwards 10 degrees, as measured on Ahaz's sundial. And so the sun retraced 10 degrees that it had gone down. When King Hezekiah was well again, he wrote this poem about his experience. My life is but half done, and I must leave it all. I'm robbed of my normal years, and now I must enter the gates of Sheol. Never again will I see the Lord in the land of the living. Never again will I see my friends in this world. My life is blown away like a shepherd's tent. It is cut short as when a weaver stops his working at the loom. In one short day my life hangs by a thread. All night I moaned. It was like being torn apart by lions. Delirious, I chattered like a swallow and mourned like a dove. My eyes grew wary of looking up for help. Oh God, I cried, I'm in trouble. Help me. But what can I say? For he himself has sent this sickness. All my sleep has fled because of my soul's bitterness. O Lord, your discipline is good and leads to life and health. Oh, heal me and make me live. Yes, now I see it all. It was good for me to undergo this bitterness, for you have lovingly delivered me from death. You have forgiven all my sins. For dead men cannot praise you. They cannot be filled with hope and joy. The living, only the living, can praise you as I do today. One generation makes known your faithfulness to the next. Think of it. The Lord healed me. Every day of my life from now on, I will sing my songs of praise in the temple, accompanied by the orchestra. For Isaiah had told Hezekiah's servants, make an ointment of figs and spread it over the boil, and he will get well again. And then Hezekiah had asked, what sign will the Lord give me to prove that he will heal me? Soon afterwards, the king of Babylon, Merodach-Baladan, the son of Baladan, sent Hezekiah a present and his best wishes, for he had heard that Hezekiah had been sick and now was well again. Hezekiah appreciated this and took the envoys from Babylon on a tour of the palace, showing them his treasure house full of silver, gold, spices, and perfumes. He took them into his jewel rooms, too, and opened to them all his treasures, everything. Then Isaiah the prophet came to the king and said, what did they say? Where are they from? Oh, from far away in Babylon, Hezekiah replied. How much have they seen? Asked Isaiah. Hezekiah replied, I showed them everything I own, all my priceless treasures. Then Isaiah said to him, listen to this message from the Lord of hosts. The time is coming when everything you have, all the treasures stored up by your fathers, will be carried off to Babylon. Nothing will be left. And some of your own sons will become slaves, yes, eunuchs, in the palace of the king of Babylon. All right, Hezekiah replied. Whatever the Lord says is good. At least there will be peace during my lifetime. Reading Living Prophecies, the Old, Old Message in Modern Language. Today we've read from the book of Isaiah. Now here's a special invitation to join us again next week at the same time as we continue to read from Living Prophecies.